We've got one more heavy pipe here.
Walter Tellman and Larissa Syverson are up to their ankles in Unalaska's Illilook River, handing pipe after rusted pipe up the banks.
The first one was exposed, and then there was about four underneath.
It was kind of...
How does that stuff get in there? I mean, what was it ever doing?
Vince was saying mailboat float that kind of got overgrown. It goes back a little ways.
These mystery pipes are just a little bit of the 5 tons of junk being pulled out of the water today. Everything from ropes and crab pots to World War II debris to even bigger things.
They got a boat down there in the water they're trying to get a hold of. It's underwater. Or maybe it's pulling it up now.
Vince Tudiakov is watching as a city boom truck pulls a whole skiff out of the creek. He's president of the Unalaska Native Fishermen's Association and the elder advisor to the Kawalungan tribe. The groups are funding this cleanup with $30,000 over the next 3 years.
Yeah, that's a good skiff. Nothing wrong with that boat.
In fact, it's barely in one piece, covered in muck and kelp from years underwater. The crew ties a rope around it, but it's too slimy to lift, so Tudiakov tries something else. He uses a found crowbar to punch holes in the fiberglass, then slides the rope through. And up goes the boat, into a dump truck, and off to the landfill. Further up the creek, Melissa Good is waiting around among more active docks and skiffs, picking up plywood, sheet metal, and some interesting treasures.
I have a wine bottle with a busted top. Looks here. Like someone used it to christen their boat and went back to the bottom. Now it's out.
Good is Unalaska's Marine Advisory Program agent, a University of Alaska employee who's basically the town scientist. She explains why all this is good for the salmon.
When you've got all these boards and all the sunken floats laying on the bottom, you're covering up the salmon habitat. They need that rocky bottom. The humpies are spawning actually in the creek bed, and so you want that habitat available for them.
Humpies aren't the only salmon that run through the creek. Others spawn where it ends, in Unalaska Lake. The city got a grant to work on that area from the region's now-defunct Coastal Zone Management Program. Assistant City Manager Patrick Jordan says that money focuses on preventing gravel runoff from nearby roads.
That is going to include sediment traps, those kinds of things, construction-related items. But until that comes through, we really can't do anything on the upper end. So this is nice that the community came out and UNFA and the tribe put this together to just make a dent in this down here, and we're putting a pretty good dent in it.
The city also got a grant for the river, but the requirements for using it didn't line up with what locals said they wanted to see. Now Unalaska is waiting on state and federal approvals to use the river money at the lake. That means it won't be available for one last thing locals had wanted, a fish weir to count salmon and replace anecdotal evidence of shrinking runs with hard data. The city and local groups might try to build one themselves down the line, but for now, Vince Tudiakov says they'll tackle the issue with what's in front of them, a river full of trash.
That may not be the problem, but we'll find out. I mean, a lot of stuff is going in the creek here, from the debris, and people are going up and down the creek and dumping their bottles and cans and everything else. So we want to end the line and the mesh web from the crab pots. They get down in there and the salmon get caught up in it. We try to clean it up.
The creek is just one part of a habitat that sees pollution from a lot of different sources. But after this weekend, it's cleaner than it's been in generations. Going forward, Tudiakov says they'll work with the people who still use the creek to try and keep it that way. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.